By the mid-1920s, this revolutionary theory had become generally accepted as the correct theory of gravitation, a position it has kept since then. How did this happen? Einstein recognized immediately in 1915 that his theory resolved an old conflict between observations of the solar system and Newtonian theory. Since 1859, there had been a difficulty in understanding the orbit of the planet Mercury within the framework of Newton's theory. According to Newton's mechanics and theory of gravitation, if there were nothing in the universe but the Sun and a single planet, the planet would move in a perfect ellipse around the Sun. The orientation of the ellipse, the way its longer and shorter axes point, would never change. It would be as if the planet's orbit were fixed in space. Because the solar system, in fact, contains a number of different planets that slightly perturb the Sun's gravitational field, the elliptical orbits of all the planets actually precess. That is, they swing around slowly in space. In the 19th century, it became known that the orbit of the planet Mercury changes its orientation by an angle of about 575 seconds in a century. 1 degree equals 3,600 seconds. But Newtonian theory would predict that Mercury's orbit should precess by 532 seconds per century, a difference of 43 seconds per century. Another way of saying this is that if you wait 225,000 years, the elliptical orbit, after having swung once around through 360 degrees, will be back in its original orientation, whereas Newtonian's theory would predict that this would take 244,000 years. Not a terribly dramatic discrepancy, but nevertheless one that had bothered astronomers for more than half a century. When Einstein in 1915 worked out the consequences of his new theory, he found that it immediately explained the excess precession of 43 seconds per century in the orbit of Mercury. One of the effects that contributes to this extra precession in Einstein's theory is the extra gravitational field produced by the energy in the gravitational field itself. In Newton's theory, gravitation is produced by mass alone, not energy, and there is no such extra gravitational field. Einstein recalled later that he was beside himself with delight for several days after this success. After the war, astronomers subjected general relativity to a further experimental test, a measurement of the deflection of the light rays by the Sun during the solar eclipse of 1919. The photons in a ray of light are deflected by gravitational fields in Einstein's theory, in much the same way that a comet entering the solar system from a great distance